It's time for our Tibbetts Talk. In addition to performances on stage, the traditional things you think about, the Tibbetts, obviously, is an arts council, too, and tries to work with groups throughout the community to talk about arts in different cultures as well. And that's something that's coming up on Thursday, June 5th, with a very special presentation through the Arab American National Museum. Lindsay Robillard from the museum joins us on the line to talk about the event itself. But, Lindsay, I guess maybe before we talk about what's happening at Tibbetts, tell people a little bit about the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn, where you work, what it's all about, and what do you have there?
Sure. The Arab American National Museum is a new institution. We opened in 2005, so we're entering our ninth year. And the mission of the museum is to preserve and present the history, culture, and contributions of Arab Americans. So we focus on the American community. You know, a lot of people might think that, you know, while we do talk about Arab culture in the Arab world, the focus is on Arabs in America. So we have, you know, school groups. We have a building in Dearborn, Michigan. And the three main exhibits are Coming to America, which is about the immigration story, Living in America, which is, of course, about Arab American culture in the United States, and then Making an Impact, which is an exhibit that celebrates the contributions of Arab Americans.
All right. Dearborn obviously has a huge Arab American population here, the largest obviously in the state of Michigan, and probably one of the largest in the country, centered in one city. But Coldwater obviously has a huge Arab American population as well. So this is a perfect fit for you to come in and do a presentation, again, to middle school students at the Tibbetts. Tell us a little bit what's going to actually be happening for those for students, and what that day will kind of be, and what kind of things you'll be presenting to them.
So we're really excited. Christine Delaney, the executive director of the Tibbetts, reached out to us and said that they were bringing in the entire middle school, and they wanted to have a performance of Arabic music that would teach the kids about Arabic music. So great musicians are around them. Who does a lot of performing in the Detroit area and really around the country. He's a multi-instrumentalist, is and has done a lot of youth educating about music. So he was the perfect person to come in. We're going to have a little 50-minute performance. I will be giving a really brief presentation to the kids about what exactly it means to be Arab, because there's a lot of confusion about that. Even when we have adult groups at the museum, we spend a lot of time talking about the difference between an Arab and a Muslim and, you know, the Middle East, so which are all kind of lumped together. And then after I do that, Victor is going to take over and play music for the kids, and also you know, explain some regional variations and explain the different instruments. And it's going to be great.
Well, obviously, music is kind of that universal language that that everyone can understand and build some bridges from that standpoint. Is a lot of this what you do and try to do with the museum then, is to provide the information to, you know, sometimes I guess we get so nervous and we get so, I don't say prejudiced, but in some cases, because of lack of information, we don't know. So that's what makes people a little wary of other cultures. Is this hopefully a way to maybe break down some of those barriers a little bit?
Yeah, food and music, I think, are the best ways to introduce different cultures. And I'm sure there's no food in the opera house. But, yeah, we do a lot of programming around music, and we actually even have a world music program. You know, the thing called Global Fridays, and a summer concert series called Concert of Colors that celebrates all the different cultures of the Detroit area and really the world musically, including Arabic music. And then we also have actually a lot of food programming coming up as well. So in addition to just transferring information, we do a lot of, I guess you could say, experience building. So we want to share experiencing culture in both inside and outside the museum.
All right. Again, this is coming up on Thursday, June 5th. So the middle school students will be there in the morning. There's a public performance then at 12:30, and it's just $2 for folks at the door, provided with support from Asama Coldwater Manufacturing helping with this. And I know you're working with the Arab American Association of Coldwater, too, to help put this together. So folks want more information, ArabAmericaMuseum.org is the website for it, but can be there on Thursday, June 5th, 12:30 to be a part of the experience as well. Lindsay, thank you for taking the time this morning, and we'll see you when you guys come to town and have that presentation, all right?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I can't wait.
All right. Lindsay Robillard from the Arab American National Museum. And again, they'll be at the Tibbetts Opera House with students with Lake Middle School coming up on June 5th. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk,